Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Such a pretty start this morning. This is a live look right in our backyard at our tower and those blue skies. I'll show you how long this will last before thunderstorms reappear.
Very similar to preparing for a hurricane.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, how cities are preparing for a historic number of migrants attempting to cross as Title 42 asylum rule ends today.
And you have a chance to weigh in on a major road project in Raleigh. Details on the changes coming to the Five Points area. Busy intersection up for discussion tonight with some pretty creative ideas on how to curb that. I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. And for a beautiful midweek, end of the week day. It's Thursday. It is gorgeous. It's sunny. Can't ask for anything better, right?
No, pretty much a repeat yesterday. Yeah. It's going to be beautiful. Elizabeth Gardner on the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
Yeah, here's another look at those beautiful blue skies. This is a live look at Warrenton, right close to the Virginia line. You can see a little bit of high thin cloud cover. See how it looks a little whiter in some spots, especially close to the horizon. We have a system that's going to send a little bit of high thin cloud cover our way today, but it's not going to cause any issues for our weather. 62 now, so we just hit 8 o'clock and starting to see those temperatures climb. Here's why. Our wind is now coming out of the south. It'll be a fast warm-up, but that southerly wind will also bring a little more humidity. It'll be slow to get here, but it'll be here by Saturday, and we'll talk more about that coming up. 59 in Southern Pines, but it's 62 in Durham and Raleigh, 62 in Clinton, and 52 right now in Roxborough. Our lunchtime temperatures in the mid-70s will climb into the low 80s this afternoon with mostly sunny skies today. We'll see similar conditions tomorrow, but by Saturday, a front comes in with a chance of storms. I'll show you when to expect those coming up. Brian?
It is 8:02, and we're tracking some delays in both directions the Durham Freeway this morning. We have a report of a crash on 885 right around Ellis Road. Seeing some backups on the northbound side beginning around Cornwallis Road through TW Alexander Drive. Seeing about a 5-minute backup on that northbound side. Then on the southbound side from roughly the 147 merge down toward Ellis Road, about a 7-minute delay. So you need to allow some extra time in both directions of the Durham Freeway this morning. It might be a good morning to consider using 55 as a good alternate route between I-40 and downtown. Taking a look around the rest of the Triangle, we are looking pretty good in Cary after an earlier crash downtown on Chatham Street at Harrison Avenue. Have a couple other minor crashes that we are watching, including one in Garner on 401 near the 70 merge, also on 40 westbound around Wade Avenue, a hit-and-run investigation, so look out for some flashing lights there. That may be contributing a little bit to some outbound delays that we're tracking on Wade Avenue from just before the Edwards Mill Road interchange out toward the I-40 merge. Coming in from Knightdale this morning, about a 4-minute delay showing up on the southbound side of I-87. And your ride from Wake Forest, slow as usual on the southbound side of Capitol Boulevard, about a 10-minute backup as you head down toward the 540 interchange.
Thank you, Brian. Today could mark the beginning of a surge of people crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. This is a live look at the border there. We are hours away from the end of Title 42. That's the COVID-era policy that allowed the U.S. to turn away migrants at the border. Again, that is a live look. You can already see people there on the border. NBC News says there is as many as 65,000 people waiting to cross. According to NBC, the Biden administration is expected to make a major change that would allow Border Patrol agents to release migrants into the country without an immigration court date. Yesterday, more than 11,000 illegal immigrants crossed over in just 24 hours.
Today, Governor Roy Cooper is meeting with doctors for a third day in a row, talking about the dangers of the new controversial abortion bill. In just 2 days, he is expected to issue a veto on that bill. Cooper will be in Gibsonville for another roundtable discussion. Marking the third day this week, he has traveled around the state to meet with doctors, abortion rights advocates, and lawmakers to rally support. The newly proposed measure limits abortions at 12 weeks instead of 20. It also requires multiple in-person medical visits for people looking to get an abortion. Patients would need to give more personal information to doctors who then have to report it to the state.
The city of Raleigh is working to keep drivers and pedestrians safer on the roads in one busy neighborhood. Today, folks will be able to view and comment on the plans for the Five Points Streetscape Project. WRAL's Naya Harden joins us live to detail how officials are trying to prevent major crashes. Good morning, Naya.
Good morning. Well, the city expects hundreds of people to be out for this open house tonight as they talk about the pros and the cons when it comes to this intersection here at Five Points and Glenwood. This is going to be near Fairview Road. All of this, as new video is showing now, three options on the table. Concept one being the easiest, making some changes to how traffic signals operate. Concept two would be a single lane roundabout shaped like a peanut. And concept three would be two lanes in both directions on Glenwood and one lane on the other side. This comes as the intersection has had a history of crashes, including one in 2021 when a car plowed through a sidewalk cafe and crashed into an art gallery. The city will run through costs tied to these options, and Raleigh Transportation Supervisor Jason Myers tells WRAL one of these projects could cost as much as $10 million. NCDOT will also be discussed since they own Glenwood.
One thing I have heard a lot about, and I will continue to hear about, I'm sure, is what is our relationship with NCDOT? The State Department of Transportation is a big stakeholder in this. We've had meetings with them. They know that we're doing this project. And after this touch point, we'll go back to them and start talking about what we're hearing from the public before we move forward with something.
So far, 700 people have completed the feedback survey, and you'll be able to weigh in tonight from 4 to 7. That's going to be at the Five Point Center for Active Adults. That's on Noble Road. Nye Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Meantime, Cary's skyline could be growing, and it would start with Town Hall. The town is considering selling or leasing the space to developers who could build taller buildings there for mixed use. It's on an 18-acre site. Developers could build apartments, shops, restaurants, a pedestrian bridge, and office space. People who live nearby say there's already a lot of development in that area.
And we already have plenty of business around this area, and the Fenton's right down the street.
And more shops are coming in. I mean, that's happening anyway.
Town of Cary hasn't made a decision about it yet, whether to sell or lease the land to a developer, so it is still uncertain what will happen there.
An over-the-counter birth control pill is one step closer to becoming a reality for women across the U.S. FDA advisors voted unanimously in support of allowing O-pill to be available without a prescription. Advisors were asked to vote on whether people were likely to use the tablet properly. The committee says the benefits outweigh the risks. All 17 voted in favor. The final decision is expected this summer.
New this morning, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says defaulting on the U.S. national debt would be a catastrophe for the global economy. She made that statement at a G7 meeting in Japan just a few hours ago. President Biden is accusing so-called MAGA Republicans of holding the nation hostage over the debt ceiling. He plans to hold another high-stakes meeting with lawmakers tomorrow. Speaking at a New York college yesterday, he said the Republican plan includes a tax on his student loan reduction plan. Ultimately, the Supreme Court is the one that will decide whether that stands. Yellen has warned the U.S. could run out of money to pay its bills by June 1st if the debt ceiling is not raised.
And prices at the store are rising, but at a slower rate than experts expected. In about 30 minutes, we'll learn more about where inflation stands. The Producer Price Index is a gauge on what retailers pay for the items that they put on store shelves. Today's report comes on the heels of yesterday's Consumer Price Index, which shows what you're paying at the register. It found prices went up by 4.9% in April. NC State economist Mike Walden says if there is a recession, he expects it to be mild.
Just to put some numbers on it, right now we're at 3.4% unemployment. I think if we did have an official recession, we might go to 5 or 5.5, but that's still very, very low. When I was in graduate school 50 years ago, that was considered full employment.
Today's report is due out in about 20 minutes at 8:30 this morning. Ken Smith will break down what it says from the WRAL Live Center. And the Carolina Hurricanes will look to punch their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. The Canes will host the New Jersey Devils in Game 5 of their series at PNC Arena. Carolina has a 3-1 lead in the best-of-7 series after a convincing 6-1 win in Game 4 on Tuesday in New Jersey. Tonight's game will get started at 7 o'clock. And if you are headed out to the game tonight, you may want to leave earlier than usual. PNC Arena officials are warning traffic might be difficult because of construction projects near the area. They're encouraging you to plan ahead, including by carpooling or even considering alternate routes.
A relay spanning 20,000 miles in honor of our nation's servicemen and women arrives in the Triangle today. This is a live look right now. A group of volunteers representing the group Carry the Load will spend the day walking and riding from the fire station on Poole Road to the Raleigh National Cemetery. This morning's relay just started a few minutes ago. This is, again, a live look at that. The goal of the relay is to honor fallen military and first responders ahead of Memorial Day and also to raise money for veterans. Good group out there. Be safe. Be aware that they're there. Up next, a major development in the Natalie Holloway case. The reason the U.S. could extradite the prime suspect in the disappearance as soon as today. Plus,
the surface got a little character. That is nothing but a good thing for our sport.
In a few days, what started off as a dirt track in Western North Carolina will host the best NASCAR drivers in the country. We'll show you all the preparations underway at the North Wilkesboro Speedway ahead of the 2023 NASCAR All-Star Race next week.
We've got some good-looking weather to wrap up the work week, but over the weekend, it's a little warmer, a little more sticky, and we'll have a better chance for thunderstorms. Not a washout, but I'll walk you through the timeline coming up.
Coming up on 8:14 right now on our Thursday morning, beautiful sunshine right there in Clayton as you watch WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. And not far from there in downtown Clayton, I spent 4 hours in Clayton yesterday, Elizabeth. I'll give you a guess what I was doing.
In Clayton.
Uh-huh. 4 hours. That's the key. Sunshine.
So I have a favorite restaurant in Clayton.
Walking.
And I could spend 4 hours at the restaurant.
Nope.
No.
Green grass.
You're
beautiful.
On the greenway?
Beautiful. Wet. Ooh, on the greens, maybe. How's
that? Oh, you're playing golf.
Uh-huh.
Yes. See, boy, I'm slow. I mean, it's
pop,
you know,
quiz. It's
if I'm guessing what sort of exercise that Jeff is doing, pickleball. Or golf, one or the other. We like to tease him about pickleball. It's going to be another gorgeous day for anything you want to do outside. Goldsboro looking good. Apex bright and sunny. Chapel Hill courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Of course, there's a look at our Fayetteville newsroom there. Here's a look at the big picture. We have high pressure that is building in. High pressure oftentimes will block precipitation. So if we're going to get much rain, the high pressure system has to slide off to the east. And it does do that as we get into the weekend. You can see plenty of rain back to the west, some thunderstorms up and down the Mississippi Valley. And we can see the cloud cover kind of out ahead of it and pushing into North Carolina and up to the north and east. So the rain won't get here, but some of those clouds are streaming in. So we'll have some high thin cloud cover for today and tomorrow. It's a summer feel heading into Mother's Day weekend. Tomorrow's a warm 85, but the humidity stays low tomorrow. Now Saturday, with a strong flow out of the south, it'll be warmer at 87. We're going to see more humidity and a better chance of some late day storms. A front will be involved in that as well. Sunday, we're kind of in between systems, looking good, 82 degrees, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. So here's a look at the setup for Saturday in particular. We have a flow coming out of the south, bringing warm, moist air in. Then we have our cold front that'll drop in, and that will work with the warmth and moisture to help bring us a chance of storm. So we'll kick things off Saturday morning, and you can see where that front is and bringing those showers up to our north. And then by the time we get to late afternoon, we begin to see some showers and storms breaking out, especially north and east of Raleigh. That begins to sink southward into our southern counties late Saturday night. Sunday morning, it's all over. We'll likely have some clouds to start the day. Expect partly cloudy skies at lunchtime if you have brunch plans with mom. Right now, everything looks just fine. But during the afternoon, with a little bit of sunshine and some lingering moisture, we could have a few pop-up showers or thunderstorms to 20% chance. So Sunday's looking pretty good to celebrate mom. How much rain Saturday and Sunday combined? It just depends on whether or not you're going to see a storm rolling over you. And you'll have a better chance from Raleigh north and east. So this is where we could have maybe a quarter to a half an inch of rain. It's less likely, say, down around Southern Pines or in Roxborough, where you could see maybe a tenth of an inch. So Saturday, late afternoon, evening, a 30% chance, 40% overnight. Sunday's just a 20% chance, but Monday we may have another system that rolls through. It is commencement weekend. We saw some college commencements last weekend and this weekend. Meredith College, an early start, 8:30 at 67 degrees on Saturday. Fayetteville State, 71 at 9 a.m. and Shaw, 75 degrees at 10 a.m. And it looks nice and dry for those in the morning on Saturday. And then Sunday's drier, but of course the commencement at Duke at UNC starts at 9 a.m. Should be great for that, 70 degrees. So not having to deal with rain for those early morning commencements on Saturday or Sunday. Monday, a little bit of rain. Temperatures are a little cooler as we get into next week. Brian?
It is 8:17. Looks like things are getting a little better on the Durham Freeway right now. We have a crash reported on 885 right around Ellis Road. And we're seeing a 5-minute delay on the northbound side, a 4-minute slowdown on that southbound side of 885. I think that at this point, those are looking good enough that I would not use 55 as an alternate route. Just stick with 885 at this point. Around the rest of Durham, heading into town from the north side of Durham, southbound 501 from Infinity Road, a 3-minute slowdown with some of the intersections along the way. A similar 3-minute backup on 98 westbound coming in from Highway 50 in northern Wake County out toward the 885 interchange. But no big trouble coming in from Hillsboro on northbound 85, and 40 is looking good in both directions through South Durham. Around Wake County, we are looking okay. Just getting reports of a crash on the southeast side of Raleigh at Barwell Road near Rock Quarry Road. It's a minor crash. Not seeing big delays at this point. Around the rest of Raleigh, those major approaches are looking okay coming in from the Cleveland community and through Garner on 40 westbound. Only a 1-minute slowdown. Looking good out of Knightdale as well on 87 southbound, but still seeing that 9-minute backup on southbound Capitol Boulevard from Wake Forest down to 540.
Thank you, Brian. Veterans in need can get important help in downtown Fayetteville today. The city is teaming up with the VA's coastal health care system to provide housing assistance, food, health screenings, and benefit counseling. It's happening from 10 to 2 today at Festival Park.
Durham will soon be a safer place for people to ride bikes. The city is adding 8 miles of new bike lanes with buffers. A cyclist space will require narrowing some roads, losing lanes in some cases. The change could force cars to slow down. Bike Durham's executive director tells WREL this is another step toward a more walkable and bike-friendly city.
The idea is that we're going to have a citywide network of these protected bike lanes, the trails that we have and that the city is developing, and also slow streets.
Construction on the bike lanes begins this summer, and they are funded through a combination of federal grants and local matches.
A Johnston County woman will spend the rest of her life behind bars after being found guilty of killing her boyfriend. A judge convicted Daisy Martinez of stabbing her live-in boyfriend, Martin Garcia, to death in April of 2021. The judge sentenced her to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Martinez was also convicted in 2017 with felony child abuse after her 3-year-old son died. Investigators say he wasn't eating, he was vomiting, and suffered lockjaw. By the time Martinez took him to the hospital, it was too late.
The prime suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway nearly 20 years ago will be extradited to the U.S. Joran Vandersloot is expected to face trial for extortion and wire fraud. The extradition process could begin as soon as today. Vandersloot was one of the last people to see Holloway alive in 2005. Her body was never found. Vandersloot is accused of trying to extort $250,000 from Holloway's mother in exchange for information on where her daughter was buried. He was convicted of murder in another case in Peru in 2012 and is serving a 28-year sentence for that.
Congressman George Santos is due back in Washington today after pleading not guilty to 13 federal charges in a New York courtroom. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are calling for Santos to step down over his charges. They include wire fraud, money laundering, and repeatedly filing for pandemic-era unemployment benefits while he had a paying job. Santos says he will stay in office and plans to run for re-election. Republicans, including Senator Mitt Romney, are joining Democrats' calls for Santos to step down.
A local business has donated $5,000 to help a historic church that was recently vandalized. This is a story we've been following for you all week. Granville County deputies say four teens damaged Grove Hill Church last week. WRL has now learned that Stevenson General Contractors in Clayton donated the money to help with repairs.
A potential breakthrough for people with peanut allergies. Researchers say an experimental skin patch to treat peanut allergies is showing promise. Scientists tested the patch on more than 350 toddlers, and the patch helped those who couldn't tolerate even a small fraction of a peanut to eventually safely eat a few. Still, more research is underway before regulators will consider the patch.
We have a therapy that can potentially increase the amount of peanut that it will take for your child to react and ideally decrease the severity of any reaction once they get to that point of lowering that risk. That can be worn daily and you'll never have to eat peanut to get that benefit.
There is no cure for a peanut allergy, and it's one of the most common food allergies. Let's take a live look now at the WREL Azalea Garden, where a rare plant is on the verge of blooming. This is it right here. It's called the century plant. According to legend, it blooms every 100 years. However, in reality, its lifespan is only 10 to 30 years. It blooms once and then it dies. Visitors are welcome to come see WREL's century plant as it completes its rare bloom. We also have a live stream up on WREL.com. What a nice day to do so. Come visit. Well, the North Wilkesboro Speedway is putting final touches on the racetrack ahead of its 2023 NASCAR All-Star Race Week. Wednesday, fans painted the finish line. The race starts next Tuesday and finishes up on the 21st with a NASCAR Cup Series All-Star Race. The Speedway was a dirt track when it opened back in 1947. It closed in 1996 and only brought back races last summer. The All-Star Race was held at Charlotte Motor Speedway from 1987 to 2019.
It's going to be really exciting. Yeah. It's good for everybody in the sport. Today, the nationwide COVID-19 public health emergency officially ends. Coming up, a look at what the pandemic looked like from the front lines.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Thursday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. In for another beautiful day, much like yesterday. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has temperatures around town right now.
And we're starting to warm up just a little bit. We were mostly in the mid-50s this morning. Now it's 59 in Wilson, 62 in Durham, and 61 in Fayetteville. Lots of sunshine all across the viewing area. So heading out the door, if you need a jacket, it would probably be maybe only for another hour or so as our temperatures are going to warm up quickly. Great morning for exercise. Our temperatures will be in the 70s, you know, all the way until around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll be in the low 80s. Our humidity remains low today, and it will be dry, Brian.
Just getting reports of a crash around Holly Springs on Sunset Lake Road at Sunset Fairways Drive. This is not too far from Holly Springs Road. Heavy delays as you head out of Fuquay up toward Holly Springs Road on Sunset Lake. Allow that extra time this morning. Also still have this minor crash reported on the southeast side of Raleigh at Barwell Road at Rock Quarry Road, but not seeing any big delays there. Some lingering backups in both directions of the Durham Freeway. We have a crash right around Ellis Road in the clearing stages on that northbound side. You're seeing about a 9-minute delay overall from I-40 up toward the 147 split. On the southbound side, though, looking a little better with just a 3-minute backup.
Thank you, Brian. Today, you can share your thoughts on the best ways to improve safety and traffic at the Five Points intersection in Raleigh. The second touchpoint meeting for the streetscape project is set from 4 to 7 tonight at the Five Points Center. And the Carolina Hurricanes will look to punch their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. The Canes will host the New Jersey Devils in Game 5 of their series at PNC Arena. Tonight's game will get started at 7 o'clock. Coming up next on Fox 50, the latest on the immigration crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border as Title 42 is set to expire later today.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WREL News, coverage you can count on.
Taking a look at what's happening here in Lewisburg. Beautiful blue sky. It's going to be another gorgeous day, but I'll show you when we return to afternoon thunderstorms coming up.
And chaos at the U.S.-Mexico border. This is a live look how cities are preparing for a historic number of migrants that are attempting to cross the border as the Title 42 asylum rule ends later today. Concerned drivers in Raleigh are going to be able to give their input about one dangerous intersection coming up, the changes the city wants to make.
And we're moments away from the release of an important economic report. Ken Smith is standing by in the WREL Life Center to break it down, what it says about the potential for a recession. Critical numbers right now at 8:30 on your Thursday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. We're going to start with weather because it's beautiful outside, much like yesterday. I went for a long walk yesterday. I think I'm going to go for another long walk today because it's the perfect weather to do it, Elizabeth.
It really is. Absolutely gorgeous. This is a live look at downtown Raleigh. What you will see today is some high, thin cloud cover. There's a system actually as far away as the Mississippi Valley that's feeding a few clouds in today. It's not going to become overcast. We're just going to see a little bit of milky sunshine in a few spots. spots, but it's warming up fast. We are seeing our wind now coming out of the south, and we've jumped to 62 degrees here in the Triangle area. We're warming up everywhere. It's 62 in Clinton, it's 61 in South Hill, still 59 in Southern Pines and 56 in Goldsboro, but those temperatures will continue to climb too. It's going to be a warm afternoon. We jump to mid-70s at lunchtime and into the low 80s this afternoon. But just like yesterday, our humidity remains low today, and it does stay dry. We'll see the same thing again tomorrow. But by the weekend, we'll see more moisture and heat and enough for some scattered thunderstorms to develop. It is Mother's Day weekend, so I'll help you plan around those storms coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Happening right now, immigration crisis at the U.S. border. Thousands of troops are there right now as thousands of migrants try to cross over ahead of Title 42 expiring. This is a live look at the wall right now. And we also have new video showing long lines of those migrants waiting to cross. NBC News says as many as 65,000 border officials there urging those who illegally crossed to line up, turn themselves in, and face consequences. Yesterday, more than 11,000 illegal immigrants crossed over in just 24 hours. According to NBC, the Biden administration is expected to make a major change that would allow Border Patrol agents to release migrants into the U.S. without an immigration court date.
And happening today, Governor Roy Cooper plans to meet with doctors to talk about the dangers of a new controversial abortion bill just 2 days before he's expected to issue a veto. Cooper will be in Gibbonsville for another roundtable. This marks the third day this week that he's traveled around the state to meet with doctors, abortion advocates, and lawmakers to rally support. The newly proposed measure limits abortions after 12 weeks instead of 20. Republicans fast-tracked the bill for approval last week, getting passed in less than 48 hours after being introduced. Cooper says he will veto the bill this Saturday, but it may not hold because Republicans have veto-proof majority.
The city of Raleigh is working to keep people who drive and walk safer on the roads in one busy neighborhood. Today, folks will be able to view and comment on the plans for the Five Points Streetscape project. WRL's Naya Harden explains how officials are trying to prevent major crashes there.
Well, today the city expects hundreds of people to be at their open house as they talk about the pros and the cons when it comes to changing this intersection here on Glenwood. New video shows the now three options on the table. Concept one being the easiest, making some changes to how traffic signals operate. Concept two, a single lane roundabout shaped like a peanut. And concept three would be two lanes in both directions on Glenwood and one lane on the other sides. This comes as the intersection has had a history of crashes, including one in 2021 when a car plowed through a sidewalk cafe and crashed into an art gallery. The city will run through costs tied to these options. Raleigh Transportation Supervisor Jason Myers telling WREL one of these projects could cost as much as $10 million.
Right, it's not worth the expense. And of course, even if this study makes a determination with the public's input about what we want to do eventually, it will be up to city councils in the future of Raleigh to decide where they'll invest city resources in and when we will do something that's in our plan, because we have many other projects we also want.
So far, 700 people have completed the feedback survey, and they're going to hear from more people tonight. From 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock, you'll be able to participate in that open house and get information about this. This is going to be at the Five Point Center for Active Adults. That's on Noble Road. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
An over-the-counter birth control pill is one step closer to becoming a reality for women across the U.S. FDA advisors voted unanimously to make O-pill available without a prescription. Advisors were asked to vote on whether people were likely to use the pill properly. The committee says the benefits outweigh the risks. All 17 voted in favor. The final decision from the FDA is expected this summer.
Prices at the store are rising, but at a slower rate than experts expected. Any moment now, the Labor Department will release new inflation numbers. And WRL's Michael Grace is in Raleigh, live in Raleigh, with what economists expect to see in today's PPI report. Michael.
Yeah, good morning, Michelle. And obviously last night we just got the consumer price index. It was a 0.4 increase. And a lot of the economists that we've spoke with say that they see a similar trend with this producer product index. We had a chance to sit down with Dr. Mike Walden over at NC State, and he broke down and said a similar thing of that a similar trend is coming. We should see a moderate PPI. But here's what he had to say about the future of the economy.
But I still think we're in a very, very uncertain time here in terms of how fast the fight against inflation, how long will that go on, when will we win that, and then correlate that with whether we're headed, what kind of a future economy we're headed for.
Now, Dr. Walden also added that if the economy does slip into a recession, him and his colleagues think it's going to be mild. And again, that full report for the PPI should be out at any moment now. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
A local woman is charged with killing her fiancé just 2 days after he proposed. Police say Antoine Chisholm was found dead on the lawn of his home on Monday. Petit Bell, Chisholm's fiancé, and Howard Covington Jr. were arrested and charged in his death. Police aren't releasing a motive for the killing. Chisholm's mother spoke with WRAL and said he leaves behind six children.
A Wake County woman wants to know why someone threw a rock at her car windshield while she was driving home from work. It caused serious damage to her car and even put her life in danger. Take a look at the damage for yourself. Tiana Cook says a rock struck her windshield in the opposite direction during her drive home on Mial Plantation Road around 10 o'clock last Friday night. She says glass shattered into her eyes, but fortunately she walked away unharmed. She now finds herself worried about driving in the area.
And now going home at night, literally, I'm like this. I'm scared and I'm like blocking because I'm scared it's going to happen again.
WRAL has received reports about a similar incident that reportedly took place on May 2nd, just a couple miles away on Smithfield Road. We have reached out to several law enforcement agencies for more information.
Carolina Hurricanes are trying to punch through to the Eastern Conference Finals. They can do it tonight if they can close out the New Jersey Devils game five of their series at PNC Arena. Carolina has a 3-1 lead in this best of seven matchup after that convincing 6-1 win in game four Tuesday night in New Jersey. Tonight's game at PNC gets started at 7 o'clock for puck drop. And if you're headed out there, tailgate or just go to the game, you may want to leave a little earlier than usual. PNC Arena officials are warning traffic might be difficult because of construction projects around the arena. They're encouraging you to plan ahead, maybe carpool or consider alternate routes.
Coming up on 8:39, a new study released just hours ago was revealing some safety concerns when it comes to small cars. We'll tell you which seat in the car is the most dangerous.
And after 3 years, the national COVID-19 public health emergency declaration will expire. We'll have a look back at the pandemic from those who were on the front lines.
And we would like to be here. This is a live look at Carolina Beach this morning, a picture perfect beach day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us how warm it will get, and we'll have a look at the forecast for Mother's Day weekend. Welcome back. 8:42 on your Thursday morning, your beautiful Thursday morning. This is a live look over Clinton. You can see the sun shining. That's going to be the story all day long. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look over Clayton as well. I mean, it's just sunny and beautiful everywhere.
You're going to Clinton to Clayton. Don't get them mixed up. A beautiful look here in Clayton right now. Looking right through downtown. Beautiful blue skies. You can see the shadows from the trees. Our temperatures are warming up quickly now that the sun's been up for a while. It is 62 degrees all around the Triangle area. And our dew point is sitting at 55. That's a very comfortable temperature for this time of year. So it's going to feel nice this afternoon and again tomorrow. At lunchtime, temperatures will be in the mid-70s. It'd be nice to find a little cafe with some sunshine to sit outside at lunch today if you are so lucky to be able to do that. Our temperatures will climb into the low 80s this afternoon. The yellow color contours signify temperatures that are just a little above normal. And of course, the blue, the light blue, is a little below normal. Now, the darker the colors get, the farther we are from normal. So watch what happens. We do get a little farther above normal by Saturday. So our normal highs in the upper 70s. We're going to be in the upper 80s on Saturday. But that is not the end of our beautiful spring weather. You know, this time of year, at some point, this, you know, we're going to see our last highs in the 70s or in the low 80s. And we're heading full on into summer, upper 80s, humidity. But that's not likely to happen next week. So we're going to get a little bit more time. Watch what happens Tuesday into Wednesday. We see the cool air pushing down from the north. So we're going to continue to have some very pleasant temperatures into next week. Today, 83 in Raleigh and Durham, 86 in Fayetteville, so very comfortable, especially with that nice low dew point. 79 is our normal high, so it's not normal for us to be, you know, up in the 90s just yet. But temperatures will climb into the upper 80s on Saturday. It'll be a little more humid, and we will end the day with a chance of some scattered storms. Sunday for Mother's Day looks a little less humid and a little drier, too. Dew points in the 50s feel very comfortable this time of year, but we're going to creep up almost to steamy as we get into Saturday. Back it off a little bit on Sunday. And we're more comfortable again on Monday. So just Saturday is really going to feel very summer-like. This afternoon, this evening, is going to be great for being outside. If you are lucky enough to have a ticket to the Canes game tonight, 81 degrees at 5 o'clock if you're going to be tailgating. Should be fantastic. Game time 77, and at 10 o'clock, 72 degrees. Our pollen forecast looks a little bit different than it has over the last couple of months. We're now high for weeds, moderate for trees and grasses. So a little bit of a switch depending on what you may be allergic to. You may be feeling better or worse in the next few days. Mother's Day looking good, 82 degrees. Just a stray afternoon or evening shower. That's probably not going to pop up until 5 or 6 p.m. So we should have pretty much all day to celebrate mom outside if your mom likes to be out. And then after that, some very pleasant feeling temperatures next week.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, May 14th. So if you haven't done your shopping for this, your special moms in your life, you still have some time to score some great buys. WRL Smart Shopper Faye Prosser is here with us this morning with some budget-friendly options. Faye, we love those budget-friendly options.
Absolutely, Michelle, and I got you covered. So if you would like to give the moms some tulips, they've got tulips in a 10-stem bouquet, only $4.99 at Aldi and $5.99 at Lidl. If chocolate's on the menu, Russell Stover and Whitman's chocolate boxes, buy one, get one free at CVS, Harris Teeter, Publix, and 50% off at Walgreens. And if you'd like to give a gift card, there are some fantastic gift card bonus offers right now where you buy a gift card from specific restaurants or retailers and you get a bonus card or a discount. You can see a long list of offers over on the Smart Shopper page, including Applebee's and Chili's and Bonefish Grill, Moe's, Outback, the Cheesecake Factory, and many, many more. And of course, I have the details for all of these gift ideas and more over on the Smart Shopper column.
Those are some great gifts. And Faye, you also have some surprisingly impressive grocery deals to share with us this week as well. That's like another gift for mom.
Yeah, it really is for mom's budget. That's for sure. So get your grocery list ready. You'll find multicolor peppers in a 3-pack, $2.29 at Aldi. Chicken wings in a mega pack, only $1.99 at Aldi. And asparagus is only $1.49 per pound at Food Lion, which is a fantastic deal. Food Lion also has whole chicken for 99 cents a pound. And Harris Teeter has their bacon in a 16-ounce package, only $3.99. Plus at Harris Teeter, shredded cheese, buy one, get one free for $1.75 each. And chicken drumsticks are only 69 cents a pound in a 10-pound bag at Lidl. And finally, Carolina Pride Bacon, 12-ounce, $4.99 over at Lowe's Foods. But there's a $2 off Lowe's Foods digital coupon, makes it only $2.99. And of course, I have all the grocery store deal lists with the top deals on the Smart Shopper page.
You always have the best deals, Faye. And for more smart shopping tips from Faye, you can go to WREL.com, look for the consumer tab, and search Smart Shopper. Faye, thank you so much.
Thanks.
All new this morning, a vaccine that could fight pancreatic cancer is showing promise. Medical experts say BioNTech is testing the shot right now. It programs the body to fight off the deadly disease. The pancreatic cancer vaccine is tailored to each patient's tumor by extracting the tumor and using genetic code from it. 16 patients were able to complete all phases of this vaccine study. Half of them responded to the vaccine, which taught their immune systems to recognize and fight off cancer cells. None of those 8 saw their cancer return.
Former President Donald Trump responds to questions about being found liable for sexually abusing E. Jean Carroll and how it may impact women voting for him. He addressed the issue at a CNN town hall last night.
They're doing this for election interference. This woman, I don't know her. I never met her. I have no idea who she is. This is a fake story, made up story.
And Trump also answered questions about January 6th, saying if reelected, he may pardon some of the rioters that day. He also said he didn't owe former Vice President Mike Pence an apology for putting him in danger.
Raleigh police need your help finding the person who they say robbed a bank on in Briar Creek. It happened at the State Employees Credit Union on TW Alexander Drive. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene just after 3:15 Wednesday afternoon. Police have not released a description of the robber, but say he gave the teller a note demanding money. Investigators say the teller handed over the cash and that man ran away. New this morning, crash test data released just a few hours ago shows most small cars don't provide good protection for backseat passengers. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says none of the five small cars it tested earned a good rating. The Honda Civic and Toyota Corolla sedans earned acceptable ratings. The Kia Forte, Nissan Sentra, and Subaru Crosstrek all got poor ratings. The agency says the front seats are safer because they have improved airbags and advanced seat belts not often available in back seats. Despite that, though, the back seat remains the safest place for young children because those front airbags can hurt them.
The nationwide COVID-19 public health emergency officially ends today. This ends a historic period of aggressive measures designed to stop the virus from spreading. That includes lockdowns, testing sites, and vaccine distribution efforts. Duke Health took a look back at what the pandemic looked like from the front lines. Hospital workers wearing all kinds of protective equipment to treat patient after patient. More than a million people in the U.S. died from the disease. Some experts believe that's an undercount. From now on, health officials will treat COVID-19 like any other respiratory disease.
Tonight, the Carolina Hurricanes could close out their playoff series against the New Jersey Devils. If they advance, a star player who's been out hurt may have a chance to get back in the lineup. WRO's Chris Lee has an update on Teuvo Teravainen's potential return to the ice.
Teuvo Teravainen was back on the ice yesterday for the Carolina Hurricanes. Now, a few weeks ago, he broke his hand against the New York Islanders in that series. And since, other Canes players like Jack Drury have stepped up in Turbo's place. It was a light practice for the 28-year-old forward. Not a lot of strenuous drills, but head coach Rod Brind'Amour made it clear that yesterday's work on the ice does not mean that Teravainen is close to coming back.
I mean, he's getting better, but he's a long ways away, so... hopefully, I think he's going to maybe get a little skate in here today, but he will not be playing this series, that's for sure.
Well, let's talk about today. The Canes can close out their series with the New Jersey Devils. Game 5 is at PNC Arena at 7 o'clock. The Canes lead 3-1. I'm Chris Lee, back to you.
And we'll learn the full NFL schedule later today. Can't wait for that. The league plans to release the dates and times for all 32 teams' games at 8 o'clock tonight. Yesterday, we learned the matchups and dates for the league's 5 games in Europe this year.
And another team of champions will be celebrating their win at the White House. Kansas City Chiefs will visit the White House next month. The Chiefs will be celebrating the team's third Super Bowl title after beating the Philadelphia Eagles in February. They also won the championship in 2020, but were unable to visit because of the pandemic. The team is slated to visit the White House June 5th.
A furry member of the Durham Police Department is home this morning after a successful surgery. Meet Rudy. The department tweeted last week that he would be undergoing surgery for a tumor. They posted this picture announcing the success last night, adding that he'll be sporting the cone of shame for a short period of time until he can return to work. So cute.
I love it. Cone for safety and protection.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It gives you that pathetic look, though, I know. The splash pad at Jack Smith Park in Cary is now open for some summer fun. The spray ground has 7 water features, including jets and buckets. It's open for children 12 and under and will be open until the middle of September. There are a few days set aside for maintenance. You can check the daily status on the town's website.
So happy we're finally getting to the time of year where you can go to those splash pads and enjoy them. I mean, 80s, soon probably the 90s, right? We'll take the 80s for now, though.
It's turning a page on the calendar, you know.
Yeah.
Pools will be next. It'll all be good.
Yeah.
Before we get a break, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now. We'll get a check on weather and traffic coming up next.